15th episode. Transmigration of Souls. Ambrosius Lemmer desperately made his rounds in the laboratory, looking for a solution to save Sabia. It was clear to him that he had to save her. He discovered an unprecedented conflict within himself. He desired Sabia's avatar, but he loved the living Sabia. Yes, he really loved her. The flames in his heart blazed and had developed from a gentle glow. There was no stopping. He had to go to her. To distract himself, he used his smartphone to check his account balance. Then he froze. The monastery, Dr. Hufnagel, Professor Wendell Kirsch, Dr. Hoang and Professor Luthard, his longtime friend, had transferred the first of three tranches to him as part of the project consortium. 3 million Swiss francs were now in his account. That was a leap of faith of the first order. And this despite the fact that he could not yet show any results, apart from the very high patient satisfaction in the Elfenberg Nursing and Retirement Center, a benchmark that was unparalleled. Then Father Zeno entered the room with an energetic expression on his face. "Give me the key to the apartment," he said firmly. The completely disturbed and intimidated Sabir appeared in Ambrose's mind's eye, who was now of the opinion that it was all his fault and that he had maliciously imprisoned her. He had only wanted to protect her from access by the unpredictable and at times quite malicious Father Zeno. When Ambrosius Lemmer refused to hand over the key, Father Zeno mobilized the three Chinese. "Tarbang," he said to them in Chinese, "tie him up." They pounced on Ambrosius Lemmer like trained dogs and used the moment of surprise to tie him to the examination table. Then Father Zeno searched his pockets and, with a contemptuous grin, brought out the apartment key. "I'll take care of Sabir's soul now," he said shortly and left the room again. The reason that the Chinese obeyed his every word was undoubtedly because they also benefited from the monastery's cash flow. Now Ambrosius Lemmer lay defenseless on the examination table, looking directly at Sabir's avatar. She stood there motionless, bare-chested, and he couldn't help but keep looking at her small, pert breasts. Then he also found out why they had taken off her tunic top. There was a small bottle of holy water on a small metal table next to her. Father Zeno must have rubbed Sabir's upper body with it. Ambrosius couldn't imagine how he had done it. But holy water was undoubtedly the connection between man and the divine sphere, a fluid that was intended to establish contact between the here and the supernatural. Sabir's avatar was prepared to be struck by lightning, at a lofty height, on the monastery tower, and then, filled with the contents of a terracotta vessel, pressed onto her mouth, and Father Zeno would massage the art doll's heart that she would absorb the soul of Sabir, who was still alive at the moment. The contact medium holy water would seal the process, and Father Zeno would be the happiest father in the universe. Ambrosius Lemmer felt sick. The three Chinese people were working in the next room, as if Ambrosius Lemmer didn't even exist. They seemed completely indifferent to his fate and spoke in their own language. "Douyang de Gongzuo," they said, "a lot of work." In the meantime, Father Zeno had arrived at Ambrosius Lemmer's apartment. He unlocked the door and walked resolutely into the corridor. At first he didn't see Sabir, then he spotted her huddled on the luxurious sofa. Something human almost stirred in him. He almost felt sorry for the young and intimidated woman. But then his urge to complete the experiment with the transfer machine took over. 3 million Swiss francs had already been transferred to Ambrosius Lemmer, now results had to be produced. He was almost there. Sabir's double was just waiting to be lifted into the monastery tower, and he had just heard in the weather report that a threatening thunderstorm was gathering on the southern slope. Father Zeno's heart beat in anticipation and then almost stopped when he spotted Sam, the house craftsman, on the glass roof, his lifeless extremities swaying like tadpoles in the gentle waves of Lake Bulwell. "Damn," he said, realizing once again how sensible it was that the monastery had banned fishing, swimming and navigation on the lake. Lord knows what would have been discovered, especially because of all the infant skeletons lying on the bottom of the lake, if the monastery had been for always fallen into disrepute. For Father Zeno it was clear, Sabir clearly knew too much. Not only had she explored parts of the catacombs, not only had she been in the laboratory and knew how human-like dolls were made, no, she had also gained the trust of Ambrosius Lemmer and spent a night with him in this underground apartment. Father Zeno had always been extremely misogynistic, in complete contrast to Father Lucius. For him, women were the devil. They had driven people out of paradise. They had bodies that made men lose their minds. They prevented humanity from advancing spiritually and religiously. Even the funeral pyres in the Middle Ages and into the 18th century had not been able to eradicate them or tame their pride. They were lascivious, unpredictable, and far from God. Now just such a woman was crouching in front of him. Sabia. She was completely at his mercy. She had her legs drawn up and her head buried between her knees. From one moment to the next, Father Zeno was overcome by an indescribable love of life. Yes, he would do what Sam the handyman had failed. Martinus, that idiot, had done everything wrong. He, only he, was the true expert. He would now gently and pleasurably strangle Sabia and catch the last breath she took in the terracotta vessel he had with him. Sabia's soul. Then Father Zeno caught his breath. Did women even have souls? What if he simply captured a bit of air in place of this young woman's soul? Something inside him broke, a small bit of hope. But he would have to kill Sabia one way or another, if only for her knowledge. Then it occurred to him that the terracotta vessel in which Martinus had supposedly captured Sam's soul was still stored in a laboratory refrigerator. Again Father Zeno was infused with life energy. There may have been a real male soul floating in the terracotta vessel. There was nothing to stop him from carrying out the experiment in the monastery tower, with Sabia's avatar, but feeding it the soul of the home craftsman. Thus, in keeping with his worldview, the first woman with a soul would emerge. He would look after her like the apple of his eye. She would provide her nursing duties at Elfenberg, but at the same time she might also have the skills of a home handyman, also being able to repair electric ovens, replace spark plugs and maintain robots like Lobo. He resolutely grabbed a red-green silk pillow that lay in a corner of the expansive sofa and approached Sabia with it. "Take it easy now, girl, take it easy. Everything will be okay," he said and knelt down. He didn't do this to be able to press the pillow into Sabia's face better, but because he had just received a forceful kick between the legs. Sabia had learned early on how to deal with bad men. She jumped up as quickly as a flash, gave another strong kick with the courage of a desperate woman, jumped over the groaning priest and left the apartment as quickly as lightning.